B104, this is Audra.
Okay, Audra, here is Elizabeth Vargas.
Thank you. Good morning, Elizabeth. So nice to chat with you this morning. Oh, are you there?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was muted. Oh. Thank you so much. So nice to talk to you.
That's okay. Listen, I already had my technical problems this morning, so let's get them over with at the beginning. What a pleasure to chat with you, Elizabeth Vargas. When I saw that you were available for calls, I was like, yes, that's my girl. I spent years watching you on the news. You were a co-anchor for World News Tonight. You spent years with 2020, and it's really exciting to get to see you, or chat with you, I should say, to get to chat with you about everything that you have going on now, because you have joined a new network, correct?
Yes. 2 years ago, I joined News Nation. So we've been on the air now for 2 years.
Are you taking up a new time slot, or are you moving from, because your show, Elizabeth Vargas Reports, is moving to weeknights, right, at 6 o'clock our time. We're central.
Yes, we're moving 2 hours later, so we'll be out at 6 o'clock your time. We're really excited for the move. It's we've been doing so well in our current time slot. I'm hoping that our audience will follow us, because we've had a great success in building our audience since we first launched 2 years ago. But very excited to now be part of the primetime lineup.
Oh, that's what I'm excited for you for, is that it is a primetime lineup. And I feel like you're going to get to showcase your abilities and your talents for an audience that is even bigger than what you were experiencing. What is your focus for your show? For people who've never seen you on News Nation, tell us about your focus and your program.
Well, we just cover whatever's the news of the day. Our mission statement at the network as a whole and at our show is news for all Americans. I think our job is to cover the most important stories, to interview the newsmakers, and to ask very tough, very fair questions, but not be argumentative, not be taking one position or another. I think that is vaguely insulting to the viewer to tell them what they should think. I think people are smart enough to figure out what they think on their own. But there's a lot going on. It's a very complicated, complex time. And I think it's important to have people on to explain in depth what this all means and how this impacts ordinary average Americans in their own lives. Does it make you safer? Does it make you more economically secure? Is this going to help your life, or is this going to hurt your life?
Yeah, I love the fact that you are putting respect for the viewer ahead of, you know, personal opinions about things, and making sure that it is about what they need to know as far as information goes. I have felt like you have been about being open and honest and truthful in your reporting as well as in your own life for quite some time now, because I remember seeing some interviews with you a while back when you put out a memoir, and I actually looked up the information about it because I couldn't quite remember. It's been, you know, like, 8-9 years since you put out your memoir. It was called Between Breaths, A Memoir of Panic and Addiction. And I'm going to be honest, I'm a little bit of a fangirl because I've been following you for a long time. I remember, you know, being excited. Oh, look, there's Elizabeth Vargas. So what was your pivotal moment that changed your life with regard to addiction?
Oh, gosh, it's just a matter of making that decision that you want to change your life. We know that this is a big issue for millions of Americans. I serve on the board of directors for the Partnership to End Addiction, and I do a podcast for them where we talk to people who have managed to make their way through addiction, whether it be to drugs or alcohol, or to, I've interviewed people who had eating disorders and gambling addictions. I've also talked to journalists who've done some deep reporting on, you know, Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family. So it's something that affects millions of Americans, not just people who are suffering from addiction, but their friends and their family around them. And it's an important thing to keep talking about. And we covered on the show as well. It's you know, and obviously we see the fentanyl crisis in this country. And that's why President Trump has, you know, put so much emphasis on the southern border, even though most fentanyl comes through legal ports of entry. So it's an important issue in this country and something that we'll continue to cover and talk about. And obviously, I have a personal connection to it as well.
Well, and there's two reasons why I asked that. One, I have a personal connection to it as well. But I wanted to ask you that because I wanted to know if there was also a pivotal moment in your career that you ended up choosing to go with News Nation 2 years ago. Was there something that you said, you know what, this is the direction I want to go now?
I have never done cable news before now. I was at what we call what's known as legacy main, you know, media. I spent, as you said, 23 or 24 years at ABC News. I was 3 years before that at NBC News. As a young, you know, cub reporter, I was in local news. So I had never done cable news, and it's a completely different animal. And I thought, what the heck? Let's give it a shot. And I'm so glad I did. You know, I've moderated a presidential debate. I've moderated town halls. I've covered breaking news coverage. And it's been really, really an amazing ride so far. And I feel so proud of our team and what we've done and how we covered the news. And I'm just thrilled to be moving to the 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central time zone. Time slot to maybe even grow our audience even further. Although we've had such great luck at our current slot, I was a little nervous about moving and losing, you know, those viewers. So we're trying to get the word out that we're moving two hours later, and it's so that everybody knows. But it's been really great, and it's been an unbelievable sort of time in our, you know, our history, if you can call it that, because we're still living it.
I agree.
To be reporting the news.
Agreed. Well, I say, as a woman in the industry, congratulations to you, because I love this for you. I feel like more women, you know, supporting women and watching you grow and succeed, it just makes me excited for the job that we're doing here in Missouri. So thank you, Elizabeth Vargas. Congratulations. We'll be watching at 6 p.m. our time, News
thank
Nation.
You.
And hope to see you doing many, many great things in the future.
Oh, well, thank you. And I'll never forget my Missouri roots. I went to Mizzou. So that's best school journalism in the country.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for saying that. Well, great. Have a great day. We'll look forward to seeing you at 6 p.m.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.